Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is a portion of the lesson just read from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, verses 11 through 13. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men, as we do to you, so that he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is our text. Well, last night my wife gave me the list. It's longer than last year's list. Oh, it's not her Christmas list. She calls it her list of things to do before Christmas. I call it my honey-do list, because all the things start honey-do this, honey-do that, honey-do this. Well, I guess a list like this, though, serves to remind me that there's some preparation that needs to be done as we get ready for Christmas. And that's really what the season of Advent does, too. It reminds us that there is a time of preparation that is necessary before the Lord comes. And in Advent, we have those two comings of Christ that we speak of. The coming of the babe of Bethlehem as the Savior, and the second coming of Christ on the last day when he will come to judge the world. And it's especially the second coming of Christ that Paul speaks of in this letter to the Thessalonians. He says we must be prepared because the coming will be unexpected, and no man knows the time or the day. And so the second coming of Christ, as Paul speaks of in our text, is something we need to be prepared for. And Paul's wish for the Thessalonians and for us is that we be prepared for Christ's coming, so that no matter when he comes, we will be ready for it. And that preparation involves also, as Paul says, increasing and abounding in love to one another and to all men. Paul says the preparation is abounding in love. Now, he's not talking about love as some candy-coated emotion, but rather something that's based on intelligence and something that has purpose. And so he gives us the object of that love. We are to abound in love to one another, the body of believers, and to all men, including our enemies and persecutors. And Paul didn't need to remind the Thessalonians that they were being persecuted. They faced great difficulty on account of their faith. And Paul says, even to those who are causing that difficulty, we should abound in love. But Paul emphasizes that this love should increase. He acknowledges that the Thessalonians, just as we also, already have that love that we share with other people. But it's his desire that this love should increase, that it should have a rich abundance, that it should be made more and more, that it should abound. And that's part of the preparation that we are to be involved in as we look forward to the coming of Christ. That preparation, that growth in love, has a result. Paul says the result is that your hearts be unblameable in holiness before God. That is, that as God sees us through his eyes, he would see us as holy. And Paul's not talking about total perfection here. He's not talking about the completed job of sanctification. But rather, he says that as God looks at us, he would see us as believers who have been justified and are now living holy lives. Or granted, we continue to sin, even though our best intentions are to do otherwise. But that we also confess that sin to God. And that having confessed it, we ask his forgiveness, and we know by faith that our sins are forgiven, that he has forgiven us for the sake of his Son, Jesus. And it's through that faith then, that faith that has forgiven our sins and made that forgiveness real for us, that God looks at us and sees us as justified. Because Christ has done it. The babe of Bethlehem has done what was necessary so that all men could be justified before God. And that is ours also by faith. And so Paul says, abound in love. And he recognizes immediately that that is not something that we can do. He's not saying abound in love as if it were something that we could produce or do by ourselves. But rather, he recognizes that that love is a fruit of the faith that is in us. So notice in our text that he prays that we might have that kind of love. By praying, he is pointing us to the source of that love, God. And he's saying that God is the source of faith and that love is the tangible evidence of that faith. And so if we are to be prepared for Christ's second coming, Paul says that faith must be strengthened. And it is strengthened as we study God's word, as we hear him speak to us through his revelation, as we speak to him in prayer, and as our sins are forgiven and we obtain the reassurance of that forgiveness through Christ's body and blood. Then we can abound in love. We abound in love by sharing the love that God has first shown to us, sharing it with our fellow believers and with all people. And then we will be truly prepared for Christ's coming. Now, as I look over my honey-do list, it's a long one, and I'm sure that I won't get all the things done. And so it will be necessary for me to decide which items I will get done and which ones I won't. And I would suggest that it's the same way for us as we prepare for Christ's second coming. There just doesn't seem to be enough time to do all the things we want to do. And that's really the message of Advent, that we need to make the time for preparation. It's so easy to find excuses. Too much homework to do already the first week of the quarter, and I've got papers due. I've got a quiz. So much to do. There's too many tests anyway. And maybe next quarter when the load's lighter, when I'm not taking all those difficult props, then I'll have some more time. Or I never see my family as it is now. I don't need to do anything more. But instead of those kinds of excuses, we need to establish priorities. If there are too many things to do on our list of preparation, then we must arrange them in the proper order. We must do the most important things first. And so that would call us to set aside time for worship and for Bible study and for prayer, to make those things the first things on our list of preparation, not only for the coming celebration of Christmas, but as we prepare for Christ's second coming also on the last day. Advent reminds us that this is the time for preparation. And so we pray with St. Paul that we may abound in love, so that our hearts may be unblameable in holiness at the coming of our Lord Jesus. May God grant this to us today, throughout this Advent season, and until he comes again in glory. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.